Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
How to deal with a shy guy while being in your feminine energy. We have met and been talking for about 3 weeks. So when you're dealing with a shy guy, and so what I'm going to assume, Sabine, that you're talking about is you're talking about him being shy, so he's not, his energy isn't really moving forward as much, and being in your feminine energy. I did a video recently about how to lean back, and get a guy to chase you. My suggestion is that you go and watch that video. But also in terms of being in your feminine energy, that doesn't mean that you're always leaning back. That's a misconception about feminine energy and leaning back, is that you should always be leaning back and that you shouldn't ever be doing anything and that you can't connect with a man and all that kind of stuff. And the reason that we usually talk about leaning back and doing that kind of a thing is because a lot of the women that come to us are usually leaning forward and they're doing everything. And so when they lean back, it's almost like they're up in the middle, right? And so the amount of kind of contact that you're doing with him should, ideally, you'd look at around 20-80, where 80% of the time he's reaching out to you and contacting you, 20% of the time you're reaching out and contacting him. But you also have to calibrate with whatever scenario you're in. And so my suggestion is that you don't ever go over 50% of the time where you're contacting him and kind of doing that kind of a thing. But also, if you're talking about being in your feminine energy, there's ways to do it where you're inviting him, right? Because feminine energy is about receiving. It's about inviting. It's about being like, hey, I'm here. Come and get me. Right? And so when you're doing that, you can connect with him in a way where you're asking, for instance, one of the techniques that I talk about in the goddess community, the Inner Circle program, is this idea of asking for help. And you can ask for help and be in your feminine energy as long as you're not expecting something to happen from it, and you're just connecting with him and you're asking him for help and you're creating kind of an invitation for him to come and connect with you more. And so you can create invitations, and it's not a big deal, and it's as long as you're coming from your feminine energy. And so what, you know, the interesting thing about your question, Sabine, is that, and I'm kind of going deeper into this right now, is that when you're saying how to deal with him while being in my feminine energy, what it says to me is that you're not in your feminine energy and that you're trying to technique your way into your feminine energy, which is the opposite of being in your feminine energy. Because when you're in your feminine energy, you're not like, you know, how do I deal with him and do these things with him and get him to do these things, right? You're connected, you're flowing, you're feeling your emotions, you can connect with him in your invitation and do all these things. And it's not a big deal because you're coming from a space of being in your feminine energy. And so it isn't a big deal. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about there, it might be good to kind of get connected a little bit more and do a little bit more time connecting with your feminine energy so you can feel where you're coming from when you do that.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.